Hi, I'm Hugh Sisson.
And I'm Al Spohler. Welcome to Seller Notes.
Hugh, when you look at California and Oregon also, you tend to notice that places that produce a lot of Pinot Noir also produce a lot of Chardonnay.
Well, it kind of makes sense.
It does kind of make sense. These Burgundy brothers are, you know, they like kind of the same things. And in Sonoma County, we have so many nice little appellations, you know, subregions that you get a lot of variety from just those two grapes, and a good winemaker can take advantage of that.
Absolutely. Well, one that I've been following for probably better part of 20 years now is a property called Landmark, and they're based in Sonoma, and they kind of started out, well, it was founded in 1974 by a woman named Damaris Deere Ford. She was the great-great-granddaughter of John Deere, the tractor and plowmaker.
Right? Yeah. Wow. Uh-huh.
So that's good. Nice way to make a small fortune in the wine industry, you start with a large one. So by 1991, they had sort of become Chardonnay specialists, and they created their Overlook Chard, which is their leading brand.
Mm-hmm.
And they were sort of early on with natural yeast and totally exclusively French oak. Helen Turley actually hired on as their winemaker in 1993, and I think she really sort of raised the bar to another level.
Mm-hmm.
And then in 1995, Pinot Noir was finally added to the program. And interestingly enough, Janet and I were visiting there just as they were doing that.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then in 2014, they finally created an Overlook version of the Pinot Noir. So they're two flagship brands. One is a Pinot Noir under the Overlook label, and one is a Chardonnay. Now, the great thing about this is, for the quality, both of these are in that $25 to $26 bottle range. So you're dealing...
That's pretty amazing.
That's really good. Great value. So I'll start with the 2017 Overlook Chardonnay from Landmark. There's a very forward nose with citrus, peach, and a very nice toasty nuance that comes from being surly, I'm guessing, over medium fleshy fruit with sort of a really interesting caramel butterscotch nuance that comes on in the finish. Now, you take that, which sounds fairly weighty, and then you add this wonderful fine beam of acidity that holds the entire structure together.
Mm-hmm.
It's really balanced and very elegant. And as I said, at $25, I mean, this is a really tough to beat value.
You mentioned the vanilla flavors, the caramel and butterscotch. That usually suggests oak, but I got the impression oak isn't really terribly pronounced.
No, the oak is subtle. It's definitely there. It's just, I'm not 100% sure what they're doing, but the wine is really elegant. Just as elegant from the other side is the 2017 Pinot Noir, which is medium-bodied, elegant flavors of cherry, pomegranate, and spice, with a subtle berry cola note in the finish, which is so classic.
Mm-hmm.
And again, this is going to be $25-$26.
Wow.
So great value, great wines, worth looking out for, Landmark.
Well, let's put them on the website at wypr.org, and people can go there and look under Programs and Features, scroll down to Seller Notes, click on that, the program will come up, and you click on the program that you just listened to, and it'll tell you how to go and order these wines. It's great. So give that a shot. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Seller Notes, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.